Some residents of the Newmarket neighborhood where an 8-year-old boy was struck while riding his bike last night are concerned about the safety of the street following the collision. York Regional Police said that the boy, who is in hospital with life-threatening injuries, was hit while riding through the intersection at Poppy Lane and Sherman Brock Circle near a small neighborhood park around 6:15 p.m. on September 9. I didn't see the moment, but I did see the ambulance, and then he's lying there and, oh my goodness, I couldn't sleep last night, said Luan Liang, who lives at the corner where the collision occurred. She said she spoke with police after the collision and provided home security footage. Andy Luo, a resident of Sherman Brock Circle, said he saw footage of the accident from another neighbor on the street. He said the biker was coming down Sherman Brock Circle and was crossing Poppy Lane when he was hit by the SUV, whose driver remained on the scene. The little boy was chasing his older cousin, he said, adding that he didn't stop at the stop sign before entering the street. The police investigation is ongoing. Resident Ivana Todd said she heard the sirens when she was making dinner, but it wasn't until later while walking her dog that she saw all the emergency vehicles at the scene. She said speeding is common in that area. I find in the morning, when I was going to work, I did find that people were speeding here, Todd said. Also the design of the road, when I'm making a left here, the people who are going a little fast, it's really hard for them to see me and for me to see them. This little curve, just the design of it makes it really tricky because they really aren't going 40 as they're coming by. Poppy Lane curves before Sherman Brock Circle, when traveling east from Leslie Street. Luo agreed that the curve makes it dangerous because the driver can't see what's going on. If they're going 40, it's okay, but they're coming around that corner a little too fast, Todd said. A speed indicator sign is currently on Poppy Lane, which resident Brooke Warnke said was added recently. They're trying to make it a safe neighborhood for families riding bikes and everything. So many people ride bikes in this neighborhood, she said. The residents also said the area is popular with children and families with a small park and playground on Poppy Lane and the Frank Stronach Park within walking distance. Following the accident on Thursday night, Liang said she thinks the town needs to do more to make it safe. I think a stop sign might help a lot, she said. Liang said she would like to see the intersection where the boy was hit become a four-way stop as drivers on Poppy Lane don't have to stop there currently. Ward 1 Councillor Grace Simon said a speed indicator near the site was installed by the developer and has remained up. However, she said council is pushing for more traffic calming measures and speeding is an issue on many neighborhood roads, including Poppy Lane. Police are appealing to anyone with footage or those who witnessed the collision to contact them at 1-866-876-5423, ext. 7704, or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-TIPS or www.1800222tips.com. With files from Joseph Quigley.